Okay, let's go on here to Rick, who's calling us from Kirkland. Hi, Claire. Hi, Rick.
Hi, Dr. Wright. I'd like to know the pros and cons and your recommendation for a few tests that aren't part of standard medical practice, specifically genetic testing for the APO epsilon genes and testing for the hemoglobin A1C analysis, and then a telomere test.
Okay. The first one is not something, the genetic testing. I do know that the APO, let's call it the variant that you're talking about, is useful and does say if a person has it that there's higher risk of Alzheimer's. But that is about as far as my knowledge extends on the genetic testing side.
Okay.
Now, the other two things you mentioned were what again, sir?
Hemoglobin A1C analysis. Apparently,
yes.
It measures like your average blood sugar over a period of time.
Excellent. You've got it nailed, sir. That's exactly what it is, and particularly if a person has any diabetes anywhere in the family, it's worth checking that, because if that's starting to get too close to the margin, the lower margin of diabetes, then probably one is pre-diabetic, and one needs to check with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in helping you not only not be diabetic, but not being pre-diabetic anymore either, which is not
right.
That hard to do.
The reason that I was looking at it was apparently there is some correlation with blood sugar levels and brain decline.
Absolutely, sir. There are tons of articles, well, not really tons, but there are lots of articles on when we are pre-diabetic, that extra insulin, you see the characteristic, the hallmark of having a tendency to type 2 diabetes is that our bodies make twice to three times as much insulin in response to the same amount of sugar that makes a normal amount of insulin in somebody else. And it's that extra insulin over time, more and more extra insulin that actually wears away and ages the brain. No kidding. It's not the only thing that does that, but it is nailed down that it actually does that, sir. There are other things that do it, too. So you're quite smart to be on top of that hemoglobin A testing. You don't need to be fasting for it. And if it gets too close to the lower end of the diabetes mark, then you best be working with a doctor who can get you some more definitive testing. But that's a good screen. It's a very good screen.
Okay. And then telomere testing?
Yes. Telomere testing can be very useful. It is kind of expensive. You probably know that. But when telomeres get shorter and shorter and shorter, we can expect a shorter and shorter lifespan. And when they get longer and longer, why, we'll probably live longer. That happens with all the experimental animals. Now, one thing, though, yes, there are supplements out there that cost you a whole lot of money that have been proven to lengthen telomeres. But funny thing, I happen to have in the old computer electronic storage here one article that tells you that just taking fish oil lengthens telomeres, and another one where they found that people who took a multivitamin mineral and had not taken any supplements before that, that helped to lengthen their telomeres a little bit. So there's some things we can start with that aren't so totally pricey, and then if we want to move on to the pricier one stuff, fine.
Okay. Are there any other non-standard tests you recommend for healthy people who are striving to delay a mental and physical decline of aging?
Mental and physical decline of aging. Not so much tests, sir, but there are a number of things. My two favorites for stopping mental decline of aging are things that people can just take, because if they watch their dose on one of them and the other way, we don't have to watch the dose. They've both been proven to help us grow new brain cells at any age. And I know I underlined that. But we were told in medical schools that, gee, when you get to be older, well, you got all the brain cells you got, and you just start losing them after that. And you can always tell when somebody's 90 because you take an x-ray of their skull and their brain has shrunk. Well, in the year 2000, The Lancet, no less, published research that showed that lithium can help us to grow new brain cells at any age. And very recently, that same thing has been proven about an amino acid called taurine. Now, lithium is now for sale in low doses. One does not have to use the dose that a person uses for bipolar disease. It's available in low doses of 5, 10, and 20 milligrams in all the natural food stores, Tahoma Dispensary, and so forth. And there, since it came out, there have not been reports of overdose, but I suppose it's possible if you took half the contents of the bottle, so probably best to talk to a physician who knows what they're doing about that one. Now, the taurine, that one, my goodness, taurine is an amino acid. It regulates electrical activity in the brain and the heart. It does not participate in building proteins, But the cool thing about it is there's this 26 or 28 country study that showed, and this involved obviously tens of thousands of people, the more taurine in the urine, the less those people died of cardiovascular disease. And I know I'll get back to brain in a minute. And the less taurine in the urine, the more those people died of cardiovascular disease. So taurine, you can get in 1 gram capsules at all the health food stores. But getting back to the brain, it's the second thing that's been found capable of causing our brains to make new brain cells at any age. And you don't even need tests for those things, sir.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome.
Did you say that the taurine also helps with your brain function?
It helps us make new brain cells, particularly in the area of the brain called the hippocampus. I didn't make that name up, but that's the toward the lower part of the brain. Anyway, it helps us make new brain cells at any age. Yes, sir. And the lithium, and talk to the doctor about that one, low dose. Lithium also helps us make new mitochondria. How do you like that? Nice.
I do like that, yeah. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you for calling. I like getting the word out to everybody that there are things we can do to keep that mental health going. Look at, if we don't have our brains, what's the use of having the rest of our health? So that's one place to focus, sir. Thank you.
You.